shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
All right, I want to show you something here in James chapter 2. James begins by saying this, and James is the Lord's brother, as you know, and got saved after the resurrection, but became the pastor of the church in Jerusalem. And he says, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. He says, somebody might say, you have faith and I have works. And James says, show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. In other words, he's dealing with people that claim to have faith, but there's no evidence in their life that they have faith. They just talk it. But there's nothing about their life that claims any evidence to the fact that they are truly born again. And you believe that there is one God, verse 19. He says, that's a good thing. You do well. But, by the way, even the demons believe that. Said, you believe that there's a God, and that's a good thing, but the demons believe that. That doesn't change their lives. Not only do they believe, but they tremble. They have an emotional response to their faith. And so, he asked the question, but do you really want to know this, O foolish one? Do you really want to know these things? That faith without works is dead. Do you really want to hear it? Probably some of them don't. So here, in these few verses, James gives us three kinds of faith. Number one, I read a booklet years ago called Mental Ascent. Way back in the 70s, I read this little booklet. Mental Ascent versus Faith. And mental assent is when you believe something in your head, but really not in your heart. You agree with it. You approve of what's being said. You confirm, yep, that's right. What you're saying is right. What you're saying is, I endorse that completely. That is true. And that's mental assent if it's only in the head and not in the heart. Sometimes people do it in this sort of a group thing. Well, my church believes, you know, that Jesus raised from the dead. My church believes he went to heaven. My church believes that the Holy Spirit does this and that. My church, you know, and I concur with what my church believes. They said it, and therefore I trust them, so I believe what they say. But it's in my head, but it's not necessarily in my heart. I endorse it, but I don't embrace it for myself. I say, yeah, it's true, but I don't embrace it. You know Romans 10:9, your confession is made with the mouth, but then your belief is in the heart. Man has confessed with his mouth, but believe in his heart these things are true, and you'll be saved. So we have mental assent, me agreeing with what you say about the gospel. You knock on my door, you tell me the gospel, and I agree with you. Yep, that's all true. I believe that. You want me to do what? Pray? Okay, I'll pray if you get out of here. Leave me alone and let me get back to my stuff. And they mumble a prayer, and then the door closes, and you don't know if they're saved or not saved. You don't know if you just encountered mental assent, my mentally ascended to that truth for the moment, or whether they embraced it with their heart and it was meaningful. I mean, if they broke down and wept and cried and told you that they never felt this way before, you know, if they had some kind of, you know, and where's the church? I can't wait to get there and hear about God. I mean, if they did that, you'd say, wow, this person really got saved. But other than that, you're dealing with professions, and you don't know where that profession is going to lead them. It's not that we stop doing it, because we have a great commission, going to preach to every creature, and so that's our obedience to the Lord. Whether how they respond or react is his business. We're thankful when we can get them to the point of prayer and commitment to Christ, but we don't know where it's coming from. We don't know if it's simply a mental assent to the truth or is an embracing of the heart. Only the embracement of the heart is going to bring salvation. It's not a magic prayer. Everybody that says this prayer goes to heaven. So James says, well, this first thing is there's mental assent. Just a person who agrees, that God exists. Yeah, there must be a creator. I believe that in the story about Jesus. I believe all that. But that's, and this is really self-deceptive because you don't really know yourself. You're mentally assenting to something, but you don't really know that you're deceiving yourself by not embracing it for yourself. And then there is mental assent. The demons, the devils, had this kind of mental assent. They agreed. In fact, they even called, I think, Mark 4? They even called Jesus God, the Son of God. Demons agree to the truth, but it doesn't save them. And not only do they agree, but they shudder. They have an emotional response to it. So here we have mental assent combined with emotional response. So we have mental assent, we deal with all the time. And we have the one that has no emotion to it, and then we have the one that has emotion to it. It has my endorsement, but I don't embrace it for myself. The third kind of faith mentioned here is faith that has works to it. Now, works means it has life evidence. There's evidence by the person's life. They go after God. They have a interest in the things of God. They sit in a restaurant and four tables over they can hear somebody talking about the Lord. Amongst all the chatter in the restaurant, they pick it out because they have a heart after God. They're just, wherever they find God, it speaks to them. There's something different about their life and they know it. They have a life evidence. And because when a person receives Christ, he has God working in him to produce these evidences. If a person genuinely receives Christ, then we know and we believe from the Bible's teaching that the Holy Spirit enters their life. And if the Holy Spirit enters a person's life and he's in there to do something, what's he in there to do? Philippians 2:13. The Bible tells us what he's in there to do. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God is inside of me working to cause me to want to will, to choose, to desire, and also to do his will, his good pleasure. I have Almighty God inside of me causing me to desire to live for Christ. When a person receives Christ, if he genuinely receives Christ, then he has God in him working towards those goals. And God is very hopeful. He's expectant that somehow, some way, life evidence comes out of this person. Matthew 13 says some 30, some 60, some 100. He said fruit will vary depending on the person's capacity and the person's calling and so forth. But some fruit is going to come out of them because God is working in them. Ephesians 2:10. We are his workmanship. He's working inside of us. Created in Christ Jesus for the purpose of doing good works, which God prepared or pre-planned beforehand that we should walk in these things. So we're His workmanship. We are a work of God. Why are we a work of God? Because we are truly born again. Why are we born again? Because we have embraced the truth. We rely upon it. It's for us. And God is working in us to produce life evidences, good works. Titus 2:14, Jesus gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from every lawless deed, worthless deeds, things that have no value with God at all, and set apart for Himself His own special people. If you've got a King James, you're a peculiar person, but their own special people, zealous of good works. This is His program for His people, those He saves. He's working in them diligently to produce life evidences. I mean, you guys have a life evidence this morning. You showed up in church. That's a life evidence. Prayer is a life evidence. But these are not the works, and you know that. We've taught this a zillion times. These are not the works rejected by God that are associated with merit. These are not the works that a person can do to get saved. Obviously, there are no works to get saved. By the deeds of the law, no one will be justified in his sight in Romans 5:20 and Ephesians 2:9. It's never of works so that man can take any credit for it. So these are not the works that person does to get saved. There's plenty of those people out there think that they're good people and they're going to go to heaven because they're good. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible doesn't teach good people goes to heaven. He teaches that saved people go to heaven. And a lot of those saved people weren't very good before they got saved. And we have a lot of testimonies of that this morning. Especially Eduardo. But these are not the works that get you saved. These are not the works that gain favor with God after you're saved. You know, if I just do this, God will give me that new Cadillac. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. You can't barter with God. I'll do good things for you, God, and you'll give me this. God gives all things by grace, which means you don't deserve it and you don't do anything to get it. And you can't do good works to keep yourself saved. That's what they taught me after I got saved. Yes, you're saved by grace and it's all free, but now here's the list. You break one, you're not saved anymore. That's how I entered into Christianity. That's ridiculous too. Those kind of works are completely rejected by us, and you know that. But after you're saved, God is working in you to produce works that have nothing to do with getting you saved or keeping you saved or gaining favor with Him. They just come because of love. It's a work of God. And James is simply saying this, you profess faith, but I don't see any life evidence in you. There's no works, there's nothing. You don't have a desire for the things of God. You don't want to read the Bible. You don't want to go to church. You don't want to associate with Christians. You don't even want to talk about it.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed